Can I connect to the BS News Network this week? I don't know if I can. It may not come through. I'm trying to connect. Hold on.
The BS News Network.
Oh, I think I heard something. Oh, it just kind of comes on and off. Oh. Oh. Can I get it? Can I get it? Oh. Oh, there it is.
BS Radio Network.
It's the BS Radio News Network.
Hey, for the week ending July 5th, 1998. Hold on. Today, that's today, it's Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary program that has been faithfully following the antics of the conspiracy machine, lo, these many months. And now that the Exus have arrived and the conspiracy is no more, I feel it's my duty to hang up my reporter's hat. This shall be the last installment of Subgenius This Week. Nothing but a complete reversal of X-Day and a total reinstallment of the conspiracy will get me back behind this Subgenius This Week desk. I feel honored and blessed by Bob to have been allowed to report to the Subgenius race timely news and commentary. To my listeners, I say, see you on the saucers, my Sub-G brethren. We shall drink and dine among the stars, backdropped by the burned-out husk of what they used to call Earth. Pray, Bob! I'm Father Time. It has finally happened. The fabled event spoke of in the Book of the Subgenius has fallen upon the Earth in the form of X-Day. Aliens from the planet X have come to Earth to destroy everything and take some humans as mind slaves. But our handsome savior, J.R. Bob Dobbs, made the biggest sales deal ever. He persuaded the Exus Destruction Fleet captains to allow the safe passage for a few select beings he called Subgeniuses. The Exus agreed, and so was the story of what occurred earlier today. At the time of this broadcast, the initial destruction fleets have destroyed many of Earth's communications and are now going around the planet in multiple passes to destroy everything else over the next couple of days. The Exus entered Earth's atmosphere at the International Dateline at 1 p.m. Friday, Central Standard Time, headed west, and barraged the planet with sulfur ion cannons and plasma wave bisectors. While the pinks burned, the faithful Subgenii were lifted up into the Exus pleasure saucers, and are being allowed to partake in the destruction. I am recording right now from one of these very pleasure saucers. But what happens now to the surviving Subgeniuses? Biblical prophecy tells us that we shall travel to Planet X to begin our 14-year training as Overmen and Uberwomen. This is the period of time the Very Young Earth Society calls the Angle of Incubation. After 14 years of slack training, and how to get something for nothing, the slackful Subgenius Army will confront the next end-time apocalypse. July 5th, 2012. There we will force back the intruding fleshbots from the future, ruled by Anti-Bob. The future will be ours. But until that time, it's sex with aliens, knowledge of all things, frop orgies, and basically living large for the berated Subgenius. We were right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
We were right. I'm Father Time from 5,000 feet above the Earth's surface. There won't be a tomorrow. You're dead. The BS News Network.
BS News on the BS Radio Network.
That's it.